Okay, we are going to get into the nitty-gritty of everything NAR settlement that has been all over the freaking news. As of recording this, what is today? Today is March 21st, so the news has been out for about a week, maybe even less. I think it came out earlier this week. But I've been kind of quiet on social media as I'm honestly just watching all of the noise online with shock and awe from the reaction in our industry. It's real cringe, to be honest. And so I just want to get straight to the point, and I'm going to tell it like it is in this episode about what this NAR, which is the National Association of Realtors, settlement actually means for agents and for people who are looking to buy and sell. There is just so much misinformation. So to start it out, the media is going haywire with this stuff, haywire, whatever you want to call it. I feel like as soon as the news broke out and NAR made the announcement, every single news outlet was going bananas with it, with the wrong information. So this is, guys, this is why when we're consuming content, you have to always take it with a grain of salt and actually read the freaking article and not just go off headlines. So what CNN said was the 6% commission on buying or selling a home is gone after Realtors Association agrees to a seismic settlement. Okay, first of all, that is completely false, and they are spreading this around as if we're never going to see a 6% commission again, which is completely, completely false. So I saw that one. My husband called me, and he's like, what do you mean you're not going to get paid anymore? And immediately I was like, hard eye roll, like, you don't, no, just hold on, guys. So all this isn't even going into effect, okay? It is a proposal. NAR has come out. They've been in a lawsuit for a number of years over commissions, and they just came out with this settlement that they are proposing two changes to improve the marketplace, and not every brokerage is required to make these changes. That's another thing that's not being said. So not every single brokerage has to do this, okay? This is a proposal that still has to pass a judge approval, and if and when that happens, the changes will go into effect in July. So What are the two things, right? Just straight to the point. One thing is no more offers of broker compensation are allowed to be advertised on the MLS. So today, if you look on the MLS, I can scroll down to the bottom of the page and it says buyer's agent compensation is 2.5%, which is the standard or whatever. You like see that the most common. I can't say standard anymore, but it's like average. Let's just say that. Sometimes it's 2%, sometimes it's 1%, but it's clearly listed on the MLS what the buyer's agent will get paid if they bring a buyer. Okay, so all they're saying is we can't do that anymore. The MLS is no longer going to have a spot to say the buyer's agent compensation. So what about everywhere else? Can you post a compensation on a flyer, on your social media, on your website, on door hangers, on your yard signs? Abso-freaking-lutely. There is nothing in the information that came out from NAR about where else you can't or cannot post that information. So for example, if I'm a listing agent, I could put my yard sign in the yard and say offering in really small print, offering a 2.5% buyer's agent compensation. Like done. That's it, guys. No one is ever saying there is no more commission or no more 6% or no more 5%. There's no numbers associated with this. Okay. So once we get over that hump, realizing, okay, great. We have some room to be creative here and we're still going to want to charge our buyer's agent commission. Okay. Second thing that NAR is saying is that there must be written representation agreement for buyer's agents. This is now going to be required. So as of today, this has not gone into effect yet. And so there is no requirement for a buyer's agent representation form. I can work with somebody, do everything from start to finish, but we don't have a contract to say that the buyer is solely working with me and we are in a locked in client agent relationship. It's on good faith at this point. I've never had to twist an arm or convince anybody, and I don't think that that's going to continue. It's more so, it's a good thing. This is the reason why, okay? You are going to have better clients, more serious buyers. You're going to close more deals, and it's going to be more transparent for clients. So this is why that buyer's consultation is so freaking critical, because right now, like let's say someone comes through open house, they're interested, they're not pre-approved yet. Okay, great. I'll do the intro to get them pre-approved. Then we start showing houses, but we totally skip the consultation. We just go straight into showing houses. Well, guess what? They missed out on all the information that they should know about statistics and data, about the appreciation of Hawaii, about the cost of owning a home, about what's their game plan to exit in 3 to 5 years, or how long are they going to live in this house? What's most important to them? We glazed right over that and we went into showings. Well, now, like hypothetically, let's say we've been showing for 2 weeks and they're gun shy. They don't want to swing the bat. They don't want to make any offers because they just feel like it's too expensive. Like, we'll tell you that the reason being is because they don't have that important foundation building education piece that talks about building wealth through real estate, that had those seeds planted about what happens when you own home, like real estate in Hawaii for 3 to 5 years, and even better if you can keep it 10 years. They lost all that information. And typically when we're on that call, I'm also sharing my personal background. I'm sharing one or two client testimonials and some storytelling about how we've helped clients win over the years. And it just really gives more context and helps build trust with a client. And that's the perfect time to say, by the way, this is what I charge to work together. Just like if you were to hire a lawyer or you were to hire a coach or whatever, I'm going to be your real estate advisor. And my experience and my expertise and my time is worth X amount. Okay, so this is why it's so good, is because you have to know your value proposition and be able to clearly explain this to your clients. Hey guys, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. But real quick, if you are someone that's super overwhelmed and you're worrying, how the heck am I supposed to do all this stuff? I want to tell you, I have a really good 4-week course for you. It's called Core Values of Your Calendar. It's super succinct, to the point, filled with stories about how I've overcome overwhelm myself and the strategies and tools I use today to do all the things that I'm doing today. So I've been there, I've seen it. I mean, I still see it on my feed today. All the influencers who are telling us, do this, sell more, be more, post 12 times a day, right? And it's freaking impossible. And so I want you to go to marinatolentino.com, scroll down and look for the course. Again, it's called Core Values of Your Calendar. Read it, see if it's right for you, but I would love for you to dive in and literally implement the tools and systems and strategies that I've learned over the years and have paid thousands of dollars in coaching to get this information and give it to you in this course. Check that out and we'll get right back to the podcast. So for all the agents who are like wishy-washy, onesie-twosies, like hobby agents, they're not going to have this confidence when they're having this conversation. Whereas I will point blank look you in the eyes and say, this is how much it costs me to work with me. And this is how I feed my family. I not only help listings, I also help buyers. And this is how we're going to do it together. Okay. So it's just an additional conversation we're going to add to our buyer's consult to say, I want to charge this much. And again, it's up for negotiation. I'm not going to say it's a hard sell. I'm 4% or I'm not working with you. However, if I have a client that says, well, I really only want to pay a buyer's agent $500, unfortunately, I'm probably going to have to pass, because it's not just me that you're paying. You're also paying my virtual assistant and my transaction coordinator throughout the process of your transaction. And I have to pay my brokerage. And so there's nothing left for me at the end of the day with only $500. You know, there is a certain sweet spot that we have to stay in to make it make sense for my time and my value to work with you. So it needs to be mutually agreed upon, but it is absolutely 100% negotiable and always has been. Okay. Make that all bold. Always has been negotiable. Okay. But we cannot keep this phrase around that says, I'm free to work with as your buyer's agent and the seller pays me, so you don't have to pay me anything, which is not technically true. Okay. This is something that we've kind of glazed over again as agents, and just, it's been like a stereotypical phrase that has been said, but technically, as a buyer's agent, you bring the buyer to the seller, which then the seller pays the buyer's agent back, okay? So the money is coming from the buyer, and it always has been. Do we understand what I'm saying? I'm going to say it one more time. It's not that the buyer's agent's free and the seller pays the buyer's agent. It's that the buyer offers on a home, which then that money gets transferred to the seller, and out of the seller proceeds, the commission comes to the buyer's agent. Okay, so the money comes from the buyer. It always has been for the buyer's agent's commissions and the listing agent commission. The seller is not coming out of their pocket previous to the transaction and setting money aside for commission. Okay, it comes out of the net proceeds. Just one thing here, like one of the things I was wrestling with over the last week is, what is a good like script, or how do I make this make sense to my clients without it being awkward or without it feeling like I'm stickling them or overcharging them or whatever? And how do we navigate a market when a lot of my clients, like I would say 90%, don't have much cash. Like most of my clients are VA loan buyers, meaning they're veterans or active duty. And my goal is always to get them into a home with paying no money whatsoever. I want their earnest money returned to them, and I want all of their closing costs covered by seller credit in this marketplace. And again, this is for spring and winter of 2023. Going into 2024, we can do this. However, when things get a little bit more competitive, we might have to change up our strategy. But for now, that's always been my intention, is to help my veterans in active duty pay as little money as possible, and ideally no money. In this case now, this new landscape, we might have to have a conversation that says like this. So for me to do all of these things for you, which I would have a typed up or a presentation that shares my market value, my expertise, all the things that you get when you work with me, I charge X amount. Some houses are going to offer a buyer's agent's commissions, and some may or may not pay all of it. So again, if I'm charging, it's whether a percentage or a dollar amount, let's just hypothetically say I charge $5,000 to be your buyer's agent. Some listings might not pay all or all, might not pay any of it or all of it. So as we're navigating the market and doing showings, it's just something to be aware of, that if the home doesn't offer my full amount, you will need to make up the difference in cash. And this can help us rank and select the best home for you. So just like different homes have different HOAs, just like different homes have different taxes and insurance, now we're just going to have to factor in, does this seller offer a buyer's agent commission or does it not? And if it does not, are we willing to make up the difference with our own cash? Okay, that's literally the conversation. So the way that we would list this out would probably be a negotiated compensation in a purchase contract, where you could put that in special terms or an addendum. And then again, you can always negotiate this as you offer on each home. You can say, hey, I'm going to present this offer. However, with this offer price, we are also asking for a buyer's agent compensation of XYZ. So just because something isn't advertised as we want, just because something isn't covering all of our buyer's agent's commission, it is still negotiable. And this is why it's so important to have a negotiation ninja as an agent. If you don't have that confidence with that agent, or they don't have the experience, it could be a real rocky road to home ownership. So that's why this is like so good, because you're going to narrow it down to the true professionals. I think that's like my biggest, like, yes, this is a good thing. This isn't like the sky is falling. We aren't whining and complaining that we aren't getting paid. I'm actually probably going to get paid more because my clients will truly understand the value and all the things you get when you partner with someone like myself. Okay. The change, like I said, changes are just proposed. They need to be approved. This isn't for sure. And again, not every brokerage is included in this settlement. So some of the biggest ones like Compass and eXp, eXp is my brokerage, we're not included in this, guys. So this doesn't even apply to us yet. Obviously, I think things will keep transforming as the days go on. But I'm just going to keep leaning on my brokerage's advice, which is very, very smart people, as well as the agents in my community, to be a sounding board as we navigate this together. So, recap, what has not changed? Negotiable commission has not changed. It has always been negotiable. When I go to a listing agent, I say, hey, this is typically what I charge because I offer all of these services, and this is typically what buyer's agents are paid, And I just ask them, what do you think is a fair compensation that you'd be willing to pay? Then they give me an answer. We have a conversation. If it's less than what I need to do my job right, I will educate them and say, okay, if we drop this value, then unfortunately, I'm going to have to drop my services because I can't pay everybody else that's involved. I can't pay my videographer and my photographer or my TC or my admin to do the job that is needed to do this. It takes a village. When you hire me, you don't just hire me. You hire all these other people and their livelihoods too. And I'm okay and willing to walk away from a listing. Obviously, there's friends and family's discounts that are negotiable. So when I list a home for my auntie or uncle, I'm not necessarily charging retail price. That is always negotiable. And educating, honestly, your clients on the value of, again, your services, guidance, and experience. Like, it's not just pick an agent in the box and see what happens. Like, you are picking someone who has unique skills and talents for your specific home. Okay. Okay. Another reason why this is a good thing. Sellers have a huge competitive advantage if you're offering the fair compensation for a buyer's agent. and can cover their price in full, knowing that 90% of buyers work with real estate agents. So you will want to ensure that your listing is the most desirable to buyers and their agents. Okay. So again, if 90% of people looking for homes are working with a buyer's agent, don't you think it's smart to incentivize that group to come to your listing? 100%. Okay. And we only have 10% of buyers who are going around, you know, based on Zillow and Redfin and just walking through a house. Okay. And they're probably going to end up working with the buyer's agent even after the open house to actually help them navigate and negotiate their contract. So again, buyer's agents are not going out of style. They're not going out of business. They are still very much needed. And I think as we navigate the future, the ones who have the most value to add and the ones who are the most professional are going to stick around and thrive in this new landscape. So this is why it's so important to have great support, great community, great mentorship. And if you don't have those things, here's your sign, because you're going to need it. And not to say that real estate's about to get crazy or that it's the Wild West. Like, let's just be clear here. This is a good thing, and it's causing our industry to get rid of all the unprofessional ones that we have. And maybe the ones, hint, that are screaming, "The sky is falling" on Instagram all over the place. Like, I'm sorry, that is just so cringe and so not the look that I want my clients to see online, that I would never, ever post anything like that. So it's okay to delete it if that's you. No judgment. but again, just remembering that the best entrepreneurs, they think of opportunity when change arises instead of retreating and fear and what ifs and worry. Like, when I heard this news, I was actually excited. I was like, oh, okay, this is a little different, but what does this mean for my clients, right? How does this have my clients in their best interest? And it really does. Hey ladies, real quick, if you are looking for a mentor, I just wanted to remind you that I offer mentorship to entrepreneurs. So if you're someone who has a never-ending to-do list and you're spiraling out of control and feel like your business doesn't have a track plan, I want to work with you every single week for a month at a time. It's super simple, but I come from over 10 years of experience doing this myself, and now I'm willing to give that information back to people. So I've mentored real estate agents, I've mentored wedding photographers, I've mentored other business owners, and they've come from a place of overwhelm mostly, and they really just needed clarity and a couple of action steps to move the needle, and we've seen gigantic leaps and bounds in their business. Like, I can't even tell you. So if you're interested and you want to know what that looks like, I want you to go to marinatolentino.com, and there's a Calendly link there to do a 15-minute discovery call with me just to see if we're a good vibe check, to make sure we're on the same page, and I would love to work with you one-on-one to really boost your business to the next level. Let's dive back in. So choose the polished professional road and listen more than you speak in this future before you put a foot in your mouth and you selectively take advice direct from your brokerage. Just literally, like, listen more than you speak. I can already hear it now. Like, if I go into a bar or dinner and someone brings up the NAR settlement, everyone's going to have an opinion on it, and it's going to be a lot of misinformation, if I'm being honest. So I hope this episode kind of cuts through the mud that you're hearing online and gets really super clear on it. Again, I think this is a good thing. I think there's a lot of positives to this, and I'm not worried at all. I've never had to prove my value to my clients. They come to me already trusting me, and they're like, "Marina, we trust you. Just help us through this journey, and I take your hand, and we get to the finish line together." And you're not supposed to know it all. I think if you're a future buyer or seller, I just want to remind you, like, your job is to trust the professional. You don't go to the dentist and tell them how to fill their own teeth. You say, "I'm here, I'm going to sit down and shut up, and you do your job." And not to say you don't have to say anything, but, like, we are there to guide you and be your advisor through every step. And you're not supposed to know the purchase contract inside and out. That's my job. You're not supposed to know, you know, all the things about homeowners exemptions and taxes and fees. And, like, that's my job, or the lender's job, or whatever. So with that being said, I'm here for questions. I just want to give everyone a hoo-saw who's freaking out there. And just, again, find a group of community and mentors who are there to educate you with a sound mind. And also reach out to your agent if you're a buyer or seller, or reach out to myself, and we will cut to the chase and get this crystal clear for you. So that wraps up this episode. I will keep my ears and eyes open. If there's new information, I'll definitely probably be sharing it on my email list. So if you're not subscribed to the email list, make sure you get that from my website, marinatolentino.com. And we'll just keep going one step ahead, but I think 2024 is going to be an amazing year.